And it is time for us to check in with our state track and field championship preview. Today we are with Coach Jeff Krause of the West Hold Huskies. His track and field team has qualified 8th to Omaha Burke Stadium, which starts on Friday. Coach, it looks like you've qualified 8th to the state track and field championships, 5 on the girls' side, 3 on the boys' side, and probably one of the toughest districts in Class C. Tell us a little bit about your track. In fact, you guys hosted that C5 district, one of the toughest in the state.
Yeah, you're right on the money. We were happy we got 8 kids going, like you said, 5 girls and 3 boys, and so that's great. But you kind of have a feeling when you leave that track meet after, like you said, the level of competition that was in that C5 district. I think we went through, there were 41 additional qualifiers from our district to the state meet. And that just tells you the depth and the talent that was here for that district meet. And like I said, you kind of leave that meet as a coach and you're just like, oh man, what the heck just happened, you know? And then you kind of get some of those extra qualifiers and things turn around just because of how tough the district was.
Well, let's start off with the girls. Coach, you have a blend of some speedsters and you have some long distance running and also able to get one in the high jump. Tell us a little bit about the girls, and let's start first of all with Maddie Davis, one of your mainstays that you've had there at West Holt.
Yeah, Maddie she's done a great job all year, and going back to, you know, the preseason track interview that we did, you know, I mentioned her and she's just a girl that comes every day to practice and works her tail off. And she's just a great kid to coach, positive attitude, great work ethic. And it's paid off for her. She didn't have the best day, you know, it got up to 90 degrees for that girl's 3,200 meter run. And all those girls, I think, struggled a little bit in that race. And, you know, but she was able to pull through and then get to that 1600. And I think she was zapped pretty good from earlier. And so just to come back and run a good enough time to get her qualified, because I think she'll run well down at state in both of those races. And I'm looking forward to see what she can do.
Well, then we go ahead and drop down to maybe a person that's qualified in 3 events and a very quick girl in Ainsley Gallion, the 400, 200, and the 4x1.
Yeah, Ainsley, she got a little bit hit by the injury bug earlier on, about midway through the season. She had some issues that she was dealing with, some muscular tears, and so we kind of held her out. We were able to get her back in time to run at the conference meet, and so she's a little bit condition wise is a little bit maybe behind where she would. I know she's behind where she wants to be, but yeah, the fact that she was able to perform well at districts was huge, and then to qualify in 3 events is a great testament to her ability that she has.
Caitlin Kratz hit the automatic qualifying jump in the high jump, but also one of the speedsters for you on the 4x1.
Yeah, and Caitlin, you know, Caitlin qualified last year as well in the high jump, and so she has a little bit of experience. So going into the meet, you know, we're like, you know, don't worry, because there was some great high jumpers in there. And we said, you know, you've made 5.2 earlier in the year. Focus on automatic height. And, you know, she made 5.1 on her last attempt. And I have not sure if I've seen somebody that relieved after an attempt in a high jump before. But definitely having some experience is great. For her, and then to qualify in that 4x1 as well, we're glad that we got an extra qualifier there.
Well, and then if you can run as you guys did in the 4x1, your girls in the 51s, you should be at state. A 51.84, great run. Abby Davis among Sam Ainsley Gallion in there, as well as Caitlin Kratz and McKenna Shave. So McKenna and Abby, those final two to help get you into the state track and field championship in the 4x1.
Yeah, and you know, Abby was really close in the open 100. She had a bad start. That's an issue that we were trying to get resolved, and it's been something that she's been trying to work on. And it's, you know, being a freshman, I think experience has a lot to do with it. But I know she was really disappointed after the 100 that she didn't qualify there. And then McKenna Schaaf, she's done a great job for us all year too. And you know, she ends up 7th in our 300 intermediate hurdles. And all six of the girls that medaled in our district qualified for the state meet, and that just tells you the depth of it. And so I know she was bummed when she left the meet, and once we looked at all the results and we, you know, called those girls and told them, hey, you know, the 4x1's in, you know, I could hear the joy in the voices, you know, on the phone that, you know, that they weren't ready for their season to be over. And like you said, to run a 51, that usually gets you there. And so we were kind of confident when we left that that would make it, but you just never know what happens around the state. And so we're just glad that they got in.
Well, young girls, two sophomores, three freshmen qualify. Now to the boys' side, you go with a senior and two juniors. We'll start it off with your senior, Cade McCart. That the guy can run.
Yeah, we've had this conversation with Cade earlier, and yeah, I mean, he broke our school record in the 100-meter dash, broke the conference record in the 100-meter dash and the 200-meter dash. Yeah, he's just a kid that's worked hard in the off season. I mean, his track season really started last year at the end of the season. You know, he had a little success, you know, qualifying for state last year. But I think, you know, going into his senior season, he really the switch really flipped for him. And, you know, he hit the weight room hard. He didn't do a winter sport this year, but he was in the gym with our sprint coach, Coach Neptune, and they were doing workouts a couple times a week. And he was just, you know, he just really dedicated himself to having a great senior year this year, and I'm glad it's paying off for him.
Cade will qualify in the 1 and 2, and then Asher McCart will qualify in the 400 with the 53-second run.
Yeah, and Asher's another kid, obviously, Cade's younger brother. And so I think they kind of feed off of each other a little bit, or Asher feeds at least off of Cade. And so, yeah, for him to get in there in the 400 and get this experience is, you know, hopefully he can step into Cade's role as a senior next year.
And then another junior, don't know if it was a surprise or not, but a good jump by Tyler Yelnick in the long jump. He qualified at 20 feet 4 3/4.
Yeah, and actually that was a bit of a surprise. Tyler put a couple jumps out early in the season that were in that low 20-foot range, you know, 20-foot-1, 20-foot-2 in that range. And then he struggled for a little bit. Just, you know, had a few issues with approach work and you know, and then you get that situated. You know how it goes with jumpers. You got kids of your own that jump, and, you know, you work out one issue, and then you don't get the hang time that you need, or the landing wasn't right, and so for him to step up on districts and put his best jump of the year out there was great. And again, you know, we had to hang on and go through all the district results and see if he was going to get there or not, and we were sure happy when he did.
Well, Coach, we wish you and the Huskies the best of luck. I'll be down there Friday and Saturday, and hopefully we can bring home some medals for you over there in Holt County.
Yeah, that's what we're looking for now. Get, you know, I told the kids, you know, this is the chance, your last chance, set a new personal record and bring home a medal. So that's the goal, and we look forward to seeing you down there, Cody, and we appreciate your guys' coverage of track and field in the area.
And that is West Holt High School track and field coach Jeff Krause on our state track preview today.